The word Khatam, according to the interpretation based on the Arabic use of the word, means the very best, the last word, not final in time, but final in office and station, and final in the subject to which that khatamiyat applies. For example, if somebody is called Khatam al-Shu'ara, which means he is the last word in poetry, none beyond him can ever be born, nor anyone who excelled him was ever born before. So that is the word Khatam as used by the Arabs. For example, the Arabs say about Abu al-Sina, who was a very great physician and whose book Al-Qanun has been translated as canon, and it holds the highest command of physicians all over the world because it is supposed to be the mother of art of healing. So he is called by the Arabs Khatam al-Atibba. And as I said, Mutanabbi is called Khatam al-Shu'ara. So the word Khatam again means that someone who has excelled in that branch of knowledge to which the word Khatam pertains or is applied. Similarly, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to Shia books, is known to have addressed Hazrat Ali as Khatam al-Awliya. And according to Sunni traditions, he is known to have addressed Hazrat Ali as Khatam al-Asfiya, which is practically the same thing, because Sufi or Wali are practically the same thing, only a difference of nomenclature, but in essence they are the same. So that means the verse the tradition to which I am referring is this: Ana Khatam al-Anbiya'i wa anta ya Ali Khatam al-Awliya, according to one tradition, and Khatam al-Asfiya according to another. So leaving the usage of Arab aside, the use of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, who is known to be Afsahul Arab Bala Kitabillah even by the enemies of Islam, a man who excelled in his Arabic and stood only second to the Holy Quran. So he used this word Khatam himself as applicable to Hazrat Ali and to him himself. So that again shows that it has no sense of finality of time, only finality of excellence, finality of consummate knowledge of a certain thing, or the highest station, attainment of the highest station. So in that sense, Hazrat Ali is told by Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that as I have reached the last position, the last stage that a prophet could rise to, and there is nothing beyond that which prophecy could offer to a man, so you, O Ali, have reached the final stage of Walayat, that is the saintliness, not prophethood but saintliness. And no one can excel you in this department forever to come, forever till the day of judgment. That is the sense of the word Khatam. So now applied to Khatam al-Khulafa, that was that ilham which we have mentioned, it shows clearly that of all those who were deputies or were to be made deputies to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sat on the chair deputing him in all that he stood for, among those, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, according to Allah, has attained the par excellence place and the final stage where being deputy to Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam could carry a man to. This is the meaning of the word Khatam al-Khulafa as applied to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam.